Welcome to a new week. It is Monday again, and what I want to talk about today is something that comes up all the time. It just kept popping up again recently, is lusting after results. But before I do that, I just want to ask, because I did send out a community message tagging this person in it, to just contact me. Goes by the name Biro. B-I-R-O. Handle on YouTube is at cheesecat3167. If you please get hold of me, you did apply for the one of the memberships, and you need to get onto the Discord server. So I just need to get you sorted out there, if you can contact me. This is probably one of the pros and cons of YouTube. It's great because, you know, you can stay completely private, because unless you physically go and add your email and other details onto your about section, nobody can get hold of you. There's no private messaging or no emails or anything like that anybody can get hold of you. So it's extremely private. But in situations like this where I need to get hold of somebody, I can't. I have to, the only way I can do it, really. So sorry about singling you out, but if you can get hold of me, please do so. All right, so lusting after results. As far as I remember, this actually is a specific term that some people may have used it previously before Ray Sherwin, but as far as I know, it came out of from some of the books that Ray Sherwin actually wrote. Ray Sherwin was one of the originators, fathers of chaos magic. And it really is, I think it's probably the best descriptive. Sorry about that. The lights just went off. I think it's probably one of the most descriptive ways of actually explaining this. So lusting after results is probably one of the main reasons why spell work fails. And it's usually because we are chasing after what we've just done. So if you were to do a spell working, this usually comes in as the best explanation when doing sigil magic. You know, once you do the sigil, you've activated it, launched it, then you burn it and forget about it. And that's because in order for the sigil to actually go ahead and do what it needs to do, we have to transfer that from the conscious, bypass all the filters, the psychic sensors, and then plant it into the unconscious mind where it can then do its work. If we keep bringing it back into the conscious mind, we interfere with it. And that's why we don't or should forget about it. And therefore we should not lust after the results. And that means that after you've done the working, what most people, well, a lot of people will do is they will start thinking about, you know, is it going to work? What if I did it wrong? What if I did it this way instead of that way? But you've already done the magic, you know, it's on its way. But what you're doing is you keep hitting it with all these things from different sides, all these different thoughts. And eventually it's going to go off course. It's not going to reach its target. Another good explanation two weeks ago, on Into the Wildwood, we spoke about the Witch's Pyramid and the aspect of to keep silent is very important when doing spell work. And it's not just to keep silent, not to talk about it with other people, but to also keep silent within yourself. And one of the things that Kai actually mentioned, which I thought was a great explanation, was once you've done a spell work, it's kind of, imagine it kind of like bundled up into a ball, and it needs to go off and reach its target, but you keep thinking about it, talking about it, wondering what's happening, and what you're doing is you're holding the attention of this ball of energy, and as it's starting to move away, you think about it again and you pull it back. And you keep pulling it back and holding it here, and eventually it's just going to fade away. So it doesn't actually get to go to its target. And, you know, this happens many, many in many different ways. There's particular folk magic. You do find this a lot in hoodoo and such practices, track magic, laying tricks, and things like that, where you, and crossroads magic is also a great example of this, where you actually take something to a spot, to a place, to a particular area. It may be a crossroads, it may be your target's front door, whatever it is. Okay, so you're going to lay something, you're going to put something down within sympathetic magic, a representation of the actual working itself. So you're going to lay it down, you're going to put it down, or bury it, or something like that. And you know, crossroads, as I said, is a great example here. So you take something to the crossroads, you put it at the crossroads, you turn around and you walk away, and you do not look back. You do not, the looking back would kind of like, you know, it's sort of like, as you're looking back, you're wondering what's happening, what's it doing, you know, and you keep holding, again, you keep holding that ball of energy because you're not letting it go. You keep wondering what it's doing. It's like trying to watch paint dry. So this whole thing of lusting after results is a very important aspect within magic, and not just spell work, with many, many things within magic and your own spiritual path. So something to bear in mind. I thought this would be a bit longer, but it's going to probably be a quick one today because it's quite a simple thing, but it's just something I wanted to mention, and people need to be more aware of. You know, if you're going to do some magic, if you're going to put something down in someone's path or something like that, don't keep wondering if it's working. Put it down, have faith that you've actually done the stuff, done the magic, and walk away and forget about it. And that's really what we should be doing, is forgetting about it. It is very difficult, it's extremely difficult, but with practice, with time, you get used to it. You know, one of the things, doing sigil magic, for example, you activate it, launch it, forget about it, burn the sigil, whatever you do, but you have to forget about it. And there are certain ways you can work with sigils, which you don't get rid of the sigil, you keep it around, and it's a constant kind of trigger for your unconscious mind. But at the same time, you have to get to the point where you're not bringing it back into the conscious. You glance at it, it triggers a thing in your unconscious mind, and that's it. Then you forget about it again. And that's, you know, that takes time, it takes practice. You know, if I tell you not to think of a pink elephant, what do you think of? A pink elephant. I don't, when somebody says that, I wait to find out what they're going to say next, because I've been doing this for a long time, so you know, I kind of have that practice. So it really does take practice and time, and it's not something that's going to come overnight. With everything else in magic, it just doesn't come overnight, but it can. So to begin with, what you do is you do the magic and you forget about it. Coming back to sigil magic again, one of the best ways to do that is to do a whole load of sigils, just a whole bunch of them. Just keep whatever it is, random, abstract stuff, it doesn't matter. Just keep creating sigils over and over and over again. Put them into a box or into a drawer or into a book or something, and then come back a week later and go through them. If you recognize one and you remember what it was for, put it back in the drawer or the box, the book. If you can't remember what one was for, activate that one, because that means that you can't remember what it's for. Your unconscious mind does, your subconscious mind does. It knows what that sigil represents and what it was for. But you can't, therefore, can't pull it back into the conscious mind, because you cannot remember what it was before you actually activate it. So then you go ahead and you activate it, and you just keep repeating that cycle over and over again. Just create more and more sigils, keep adding them. Every week, just go back and just, you know, check to see if you have forgotten what one is and activate it. If you remember, put it back. And keep doing that over and over again. And that keeps a flow of energy going as well, which is great. You're not lusting after results because you can't remember what it was, so you cannot lust after results. So So great method to actually use. But as I said, with time, it becomes easier. You can look at a schedule, you can glance at a schedule, and you just don't hold it in your conscious mind anymore. But yeah, so anyway, just wanted to mention that because, as I said, it keeps coming up with various people. And it's one of those questions that I've always been asked. How do you stop forgetting about, or how do you forget about something? How do you stop thinking about the work that you've just done? Because you on the one hand, you do work for something like a new job, but at the same time, you've got to do physical things in order to get that new job. You've got to apply for jobs, So obviously, it's going to start coming. Keep creeping back into the conscious mind. But this is why it takes practice. And if you are doing something like sigil magic, where you can constantly keep creating new sigils, you do it. I think it's probably, it makes it a quicker process to actually get to that point where you're not holding the spell work in your conscious mind. All right, so anyway, I keep getting interrupted today, so I'm going to end this one here. If you've got any questions, just ask, and we'll cover them somewhere along the line. Otherwise, you can ask them in the Ask Uncle Lee segment of the show, and I'll just add it to the list there. Anyway, have a good one. Hope this made some sense, and cheers for now. Bye bye.